at least one piece of legislation coming forward, and that's our redistricting maps. As most people are aware, the governor signed House Bill 2777, I believe it was, that set the bills that were first drafted back in the spring, put them in motion. And after the census was released on August 12th, and just as we had told the governor and the staff that let's wait for the census data, of course, the maps that were developed are out of proportion. There cannot be more than a 5% deviation in the numbers from the most populated to the least populated district. And in most places, or some places, there's as much as a 30% variance. So the Democrats have made a new map. So we'll be going back to vote on maps that similar to what we had to go back and vote on the budget that was inaccurate. Now we've got to go back and vote on some maps that were inaccurate.
Now, in terms of the direct impact of your district, currently you represent all of Mercer County in the new map that was proposed earlier this summer. You're not, your district doesn't represent Mercer County. How do you foresee, or do you know how your district is going to be impacted?
At this time, I have no idea. Representative Tim Butler, who's our chair on the committee, was in Chicago yesterday, and he witnessed the Democrats once again in a closed back room doing maps. He stuck his head in, and there they were all huddled around the maps. But we won't know until maybe as Monday afternoon, or it could be as early as Tuesday morning before we see those maps. But as far as my district, as I understand it now, there were 13 districts impacted with the out-of-balance numbers. Those districts were primarily Chicago, Springfield, and St. Louis. And some of those, like I said, were as much as 30% out. So there are going to have to be some large numbers shifted around. But I kind of use the analogy of if you throw a rock in a pond, that ripple effect gets smaller and smaller as it goes out. So the biggest effect is going to be Chicago, and what happens out in the western part of Illinois is yet to be seen.